Podcast audience, Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries, coming to you from Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I'm going to be talking on the topic of World Food Day. Some points that I want to talk about briefly are the purpose, the theme, and some biblical implications. This is not a public holiday. It's a public observance. World Food Day is an international day celebrated every year around the world on October 16th. This is the date that the Food and Agriculture Organization, the AFO, was founded. It was founded by the United Nations in 1945. It is observed by all UN member states. Currently, there are 193 UN member states. The purpose of World Food Day is to help raise people's awareness of problems in food supply and distribution. The primary focus is to tackle global hunger and strive to eradicate hunger around the world. Each year it has a different theme. This year, 2020, the theme is food safety, everybody's business, everyone's business. The aim of this theme is to promote global food safety awareness. Food safety should be shared. Food safety should be a shared equal opportunity responsibility because governments, producers, and consumers need to ensure that the food we eat will not cause damage to our health. Governments must set standards, methods, and procedures to ensure safe and nutritious food for everybody. Agriculture and food producers and store and market managers need to adopt good food practices. That is to say, to grow the food safe, and when handling it, keep the food safe. Then we as consumers have our role to play in this safety matter as well. We don't get to be let off the hook. We need to make sure that our food prep areas and our utensils are impeccably clean and that we cook our food at the proper temperature so that what we eat is safe. We all have the right to safe, healthy, and nutritious food. Since food safety should be a shared equal opportunity responsibility, let's be mindful and let's be responsible and let's team up for safety. I'll be right back after a short break.
So that I can share. has been such a treat. There are thousands of people as far as I see, but the only food for miles around has come with me. Just
one basket, two fish, and five loaves of barley bread.
At the feet of Jesus, I lay down to share my basket, and I'm sorry that there's not more there. But Jesus just smiled, I thank you, my child, and lifting up my little lunch began his prayer. For
one basket, two fish, and five loaves of barley bread.
Now the basket was bulging with fish and with bread. Something special happened by the prayer he said. When the dinner was over, our bellies were full. Everyone agreed it was a miracle. For
one basket, two fish, and five loaves of barley bread.
For
one basket, 200 fish, and 500 loaves of barley bread. One basket, 2,000 fish, and 5,000 loaves of barley bread.
Let us be reminded of the primary focus of World Food Day, which is to tackle global hunger and strive to eradicate hunger across the world. What does God say in reference to this matter? Well, the Bible says when you feed others, you are feeding Christ. And we can read that in Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 40. I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was sick, and you took care of me. A generous person will be blessed, for he gives some of his food to the poor. And we can read that in Proverbs 22 and 9. Romans 12 and 13 talks about distributing the necessity of saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. The Bible says God blesses us so we can help others. He is able to make all grace abound toward us, and we can be sufficient in all things. We may abound in good work, and that's found in 2 Corinthians 9th chapter, verse 8. In the Old Testament book of Genesis, chapter 12 and 2, God told Abraham that he would make him a great nation, cause his reputation, his name, to be great so that he could be a blessing. And he can do the same for us because he did that for Abraham. The Bible tells us in the Old Testament to feed our enemy. In Proverbs 25 and 21, it says, give him food if he is hungry, and water if he's thirsty. In Romans 12 and 20, the New Testament tells us pretty much the same thing with one major distinction, and that is when evil confronts us, never avenge yourself. Leave room for the wrath of God. So what we must do is overcome evil with good. God is adamant about telling us to serve the poor. We can read this in Galatians 5 and 13, Galatians 6 and 2, and Philippians 2 and 4. In these three verses, he says, respect respectively. We were called to freedom, but we're not to use our freedom to indulge our flesh and through love serve one another. Carry one another's burdens, and by doing so, we will fulfill the law of Christ. We should not be consumed with our own interests, but be about the interests of others as well. In all of our giving, we should be aware that there are those people who are greedy for more, and on the other hand, remind ourselves that the godly love to give. We know from many parts of the Bible that God has special concerns for particular groups of people, and they are the widows, the orphans, the sick, the hungry, and people who barely make ends meet from day to day. God wants us to care for them and restore them back to their place in society as viable and thriving citizens. In God's heart, He wants to see that people who are hungry are fed. Let us be persistent in our prayers and work to end hunger on World Food Day every day until hunger ends. Once and for all, for everyone, let us be persistent in our prayers every day and work every day to end hunger for all who are concerned and affected. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, there is no one else like you. We love you and adore you. That's why we worship you and lift up your majestic name. Lord, as our mighty counselor, we ask that you guide our steps and guide our paths, that we take the right way and make the right turns as we work to end hunger. By the divine unction of your Holy Spirit, cause our churches to continue to preach and teach the gospel and work for justice and work to end hunger. Inspire the leaders of our country and the world to make ending hunger, poverty, and priority. To make ending hunger, poverty, and priority. And end hunger globally by an appointed time. Many Christians are calling for this hunger pandemic to end by the year 2030. But Lord, we pray that not ours, but your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now we will listen to a song entitled Two Little Fishes and Five Loaves of Bread by the Dixie Hummingbirds.
Thank you very much. We would like to feature another member of the group at this time, and it's our tenor singer, Brother Beachy Thompson. Beachy will take us back to the biblical days when Jesus took two little fish and five loaves of bread. The Bible says he fed 5,000. Give Beachy a hand.
Fishes, no pass, be the bread instead. Oh. each of them had to scratch their heads.
Podcast audience, Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of godsword.eprn.us, encouraging you to write your representative or U.S. Senator regarding COVID-19 global pandemic and its devastating effects of hunger and poverty around the globe. Make your letter personal. Make your letter effective by expressing what motivated you to write by stating relative talking points. As a granddaughter of a late progressive farmer, I am encouraging you to take action such as investing in agriculture to break the poverty cycle. I further encourage you to Google a sample letter that you can use as a guide to write your representative or U.S. Senator as you observe World Food Day, October 16, 2020. Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.